Well, I'll start it out. Aloha, everyone. This is KP from the KP Radio, Hawaii. And on the other line, we have, who's that over there on the other line?
James Gilliland.
There we go. James is of East SETI, eSETI.org, and he's done a lot of work, and officially, according to his bio, his quick bio, not the long one, because that would take a long time. But he's a minister, counselor, internationally known lecturer, best-selling author, with lots and lots of books. And he is been on the History Channel, UFOs Then and Now, UFO Hotspots, ABC, Fox News. Boy, you've been a lot of places. And you've been on with the movie Mr. Gamble on Thrive, and you have founded eSETI, which stands for, let me see if I get this right, Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Yes,
Okay. And he's appeared on Coast to Coast with Jeff Rentz and the numerous other radio shows it's mentioned being the host of, and he has a BBSRadio.com show every week. Is that right, James?
Yeah, every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's As You Wish Talk Radio.
Okay. And contact has begun, worldpuja.net. He's a facilitator of many Eastern disciplines, a visionary dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, and teaches higher dimensional realities from experience. Well, thank you for making the time and for a conversation. We thought we'd just have a kind of a relaxed kickback, kind of a Hawaii style perhaps conversation about what's going on over here.
Yeah, I know there's so much going on. I have an event where I'm going to cover this at the Makawao Union Church on January 11th, and I'm gonna bring all this information out and talk about the Anunnaki return, the benevolent Anunnaki that are coming back.
Yes.
The end of the Draconian Archon network and the global reset and all these things that are happening right now. We're going to cover that, you know, in the talk, as well as show some great footage of these massive light ships that are coming into East SETI now on a regular basis, and some of the appearance of masters that have actually been filmed, you know, by guests and other people. I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on. I, you know, kudos to the island here, you know, the islands that are working on this Shaka movement and banning the GMOs. I think that's amazing. That's always been a major effort, you know, getting done. And I've always been extremely supportive of that, you know, getting rid of these GMOs and you know, stopping the chemtrails and the fluoride in the water and all the other things. And I think it's amazing what's happened here with the Shaka movement on Maui and the success that they're having in getting rid of some of this stuff that's just destroying, you know, the island, the land, and the water.
Right. Well, I've talked with, I call her JP, Jennifer, Chief Justice Jennifer of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And I remember talking with her at one point, and she kind of got what I got, was that what's happening on the islands is like a seed for the entire planet. And that once things really start, I mean, of course, there's a lot going on all over the place. And we have a lot of support, I think, from our friends in a lot of friends in Europe, a lot of friends in Russia, who are really real as far as the GMO goes, realizing the real hazards about even starting to get into that. Because do you feel the same way?
160 countries have banned GMOs, and you know, Russia banned them, and China is not accepting, you know, a lot of the product. And you know, the farmers should have done their due diligence and really looked into this, because they kind of sold out to the big corporations, and now they're paying the price for that, because they're not being able to sell their seed and their corn and their, you know, other products. So So it's people are waking up fast, and I've always been, you know, happy to be a part of that. And I've done all I could with my radio shows and network and email list to bring attention to that, you know, that situation. Right. So.
Right. Well, what you mentioned, and just while we're at the beginning here, let me just, you have an event coming up on next Sunday, not today, Sunday, January 11th, mm-hmm. From 7 to 9. It's at the Makawao Union Church, mm-hmm. 1445 Baldwin Avenue, and suggested donation $20. Mm-hmm. So that's one, and that's about the Anunnaki return and end of the Draconian Archon Network, mm-hmm. which sounds great. So, and then you have a workshop coming up on January 24th and 25th. From 10 to 5, and that's, you can call us, there's a number, 808-280-6187 for more information, mm-hmm. and the haiku location. So, yeah. And the cost for that is $199. That's a great deal for 2 days, uh-huh. with you. And, I wondered if, and I'll put this announcement that you have up on the blog, could you explain something to, I'm sure I'm not the only one, but it's kind of like we've always heard, like, well, the Anunnaki is, well, they're not the greatest people or they're not the greatest beings in the universe, you know?
Yeah.
But is that a little bit like the human race? I mean, the human race is sort of like, well, you know, not everyone's working sort of for the benefit of humanity. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. What's been happening is that we've met these exquisitely beautiful beings, and mainly female beings, that have appeared, and they are just carrying an energy that's just beyond, I can't even describe it, but if you took the most loving, joyous, nurturing, wise, and powerful goddess energy, that's what they exude, and they never fell. They left, and their civilization never fell, and they operate under universal law, and they're coming back now to right a wrong, to deal with the fallen ones in the past that have just wreaked havoc on the planet. And so we're still dealing with the repercussions and the patterns that were established from them being here in the past. And they had, you know, it goes back to the old story of Enki and Enlil. You know, and one was more the creator god, you know, he was the all-loving god that loved his creation and wanted it to flourish and was always upgrading the DNA and things like that. And then you had Enlil, who was the jealous, wrathful warrior. I mean, he wanted to end the experiment and get rid of the humans, you know, the experiments that are going on here.
Right.
And so basically we're still dealing with that, and their offspring too as well. And, you know, they came down, they set up places, you know, camps, encampments, you might say, and built their cities and built their places. And what happens is if you trace back every religion, you'll find the origin of that religion goes back to one of the Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. And like even the Muslim religion, Marduk is on the dinar, you know, he's on the dollar bill. And Marduk was one of the ones that was involved in a very negative way on the earth. He wanted to be supreme ruler of the earth. He even warred on his own people. And he made pacts with the reptilian and some gray factions and some draconian energies, and really, wreaked havoc on the planet. And we're still dealing with that kind of draconian archon grid that was established back then that opened the door to this nonsense. And the good news is we're coming out of that, because the benevolent forces are stepping in, and they're putting end to the enslavement, and they're here to liberate the planet. And it's happening on every level. There's economic liberation going on. There's the institutional liberation. The whole court system is going to be revamped. You know, the monetary system is completely being revamped right now, being changed in a better situation. On every level, and this old unseen grid and these unseen fourth dimensional beings that just been wreaking havoc on the planet, and they're you know, through the Illuminati, who are their puppet masters. You know, they're puppet masters of the Illuminati, basically. They're being cleaned up and taken out. So we can see right now, you know, that the Illuminati are actually imploding. And the ones that aren't getting on board and going along with the ascension process and the planetary liberation are going to experience, you know, the backlash of their karma, which is going to be accelerated and amplified. And some are turning around and some are deciding, hey, I'm going to get with the program and be a part of this shift. And so it's exciting times. We're right in the middle of this major transition.
Yes. Well, some of them have turned around, and I've been under the understanding that yes, that's what's a lot have seen, either seen the light or at least seen what will happen if they allow their karma to come back against them.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any idea who some of these are, or is that something that you can share?
The Anunnaki, there's one particular being that's been coming to us. Her name's Inha.
Uh-huh.
And they gave us the names of the council now, which is, I don't have those with me, but the ones on the council that never fell.
Right.
And so they're they're returning, and they're in alignment with, you know, the Pleiadians. A lot of people know about the Andromedans, the Sirians, which are, a lot of the Sirians are actually feline beings, and they're humanoid beings, and the Arcturians. I'm trying to think if I missed anybody. There's Orion Council of Light. There's all these benevolent groups that are, you know, they have full use of creational energies. They're pretty amazing in their powers and abilities, and they're stepping in right now to bring about this major shift and reset the planet and get it back on track, you know, with its original purpose, which was to be in Eden, you know, where everybody could reach their highest potential and basically a garden with genetics from 12 major star nations and others that all, you know, added their both human genetics and plant genetics and animal genetics to the earth, you know, to make this, you know, wonderful blue sphere we live on.
Hmm. Well, I guess what I was asking was actually about some of the human Illuminatis who've. I sense that some have turned around. Who have?
Yeah.
Because I've been sensing personally. I, although a lot has talked about even the Pope, I kind of looked at him and I said, well, it seems like he's doing some stuff that's. It could be to hide what he's up to, but you know, I don't know if. To me, a lot of that stuff, I don't even know how important it is for us to know that, but it's good to hear that those can, you know, even those of who have been really, let's say, playing in the sewers.
Yeah.
That's what I was. Do you know any particular ones that you've seen or that you've that are working on the planet that maybe people would kind of know about?
Yeah, I don't know if I should even talk about them though.
Okay.
They're already putting their heads on the line, you know.
For us. Right.
You know, some of the people are within royal families, and some of the people are holding very high positions,
you know,
in government and things like that. And they're not really ready to come out, but they're fully aware of the higher dimensional aspects of this. And I know the Red Dragon. Family, they're extremely involved in turning this around. They're on the benevolent side. There's other, you know, major trusts as well that are getting involved to turn things around, and they're actually moving. They've pretty much, you know, have control of the IMF. They have in control of the Federal Reserve right now. They have the world courts and basically the cabal are kind of boxed into a corner. They really don't have the assets that they could draw off anymore. And they actually went to the world court. A lot of the banksters, they went to the world court and they said, we want to file bankruptcy and take our money and run. And they said, no, you either cover your debts that you created or face, you know, criminal charges or whatever. So that's the good news too. And so basically, knowing that they have nowhere to go, they're just going to bail out. You know, they're just going to say, okay, we're done. You know, we're going to take our money and run, because they aren't going to invest in a dead horse. And that's what they have right now. They have a dead horse. And so they're going to take their money, most of them. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a few. They're going to try to maintain their power and things like that. But they will be dealt with, accordingly. And you know, there's a lot of trust. Something and truth and reconciliation things going on, where they're allowing a lot of them say, okay, if you want to make reconciliation and you want to start working towards the awakening healing process and put your assets towards that, then, you know, we're not going to come after you. You know, we're not going to press charges and stuff like that. So that's available. And that's really the way it needs to go. It's, you know, I don't think this headhunting program would be functional. A lot of people just want them to all be hung, you know.
Right.
But, you know, that may happen to some. You never know. There might be some that played out to the bitter end, and that might be their destiny. I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's some, David Wilcock, in his last interview that he did with Jimmy Church, he talked about that there had been a decision made that he would certainly like to see everything just sort of be, there didn't have to be any eliminations or that sort of thing, but apparently the decision was made that if necessary that would happen. I think it's so great to hear from, you know, you and from someone else who's involved with this in their own way, that all these things really are, you know, there's so many things. That's what I've been feeling myself. You know, there's so many positive things happening that, you know, you just get the reports from people and trolley people and non-trolley people.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is going to hell, that's going to hell, and this is going to a handbasket, or that's going to, you know, it's just crazy. But it sounds crazy, but I feel it's important that, you know, have people like you sharing that message. Yeah. That, yes, there are really things going on that are for the planet and for humanity. So,
I think if you are a troll, your world is going to go to hell in a handbasket, because you've aligned yourself, you know, with the beast, and the beast is about ready to fall. So I think anybody that is serving the beast is going to have some really hard decisions to make very soon, you know, to, you know, as to what, if
yes,
they want to follow in the footsteps of the beast, which is going to, you know, implode on itself. Or are they going to start creating a different reality and you know, moving in service to Creator and all creation?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they just had a post of veterans today. It just posted another thing about, you know, some more details coming out about Dick Cheney. And, of course, everybody loves Dick Cheney and
God,
all this and all that. But it's kind of like it's interesting with the blog that I was just talking with someone today about, you know, there's a period of time when I just, of course, there's times when I can't pay any attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. But then there's also times when I realize that part of the function of the Kawilapele.wordpress blog is kind of to convey some of these things that are happening so that people on various levels can realize that, yes, things are being exposed.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've talked personally to people that are in charge of, you know, these major gold reserves and that are moving things and operating in the highest and best good of humanity. And, you know, the top people that are actually physically involved, not a lot of people that say they're connected to it, the people that are actually doing it. And you know, and I ask them just point blank, is this for real? Is this happening? You know, and they're telling me, well, this and this has gone down. You know, people aren't going to hear about it right now, but it's already done. And they're telling me, you know, pretty much a blow by blow, you know, what is happening. And, it, you know, it's really positive. You know, it's amazing. But, they, you know, they said we have to be careful. We have to make sure this isn't hijacked. We have to make sure that it really takes care of the bottom up and not, you know, all the money go into the wrong hands. And so they're doing that. But, you know, a lot of people saw money going toward certain things that have not operated in the highest best good of humanity, Earth, certain agencies and things like that. But a lot of those agencies have been taken over and they're being vetted. You know, the people in there are being vetted out that aren't, you know, with the program. So,
right.
So that explains a lot of what people are seeing. But, you know, a lot of the list that money's gone out already is just a small portion of the funds available. So there's, you know, there's plenty for everyone, and we can turn this planet around. It's just going to take time to get implemented.
Yes. Well, that's something that, you know, that's that I do feel is you know, we have to, we each are kind of growing along with this, at least for myself. It's like, I at one point I realized I felt, oh my God, just let them all show up all at once. I'm ready for that, you know, or let it all happen all at once. And we just want everything to happen all at once. And I think that's a human condition that you know, we just, personally, I've just had to realize that, look, it's okay still to take it one step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that way too. And, you know, because I've heard all this nonsense, we've been fed so much misinformation and disinformation. And especially in the UFO community, it's just replete, you know, with planned opposition and you know, shills and trolls. And you know, it's, you know, being in that field and being aware of that, I've, you know, developed a healthy skepticism or discernment, I want to say, not skepticism. But I've done due diligence and I've really looked into this and I've talked to the top of the top, you know.
Yes.
Which came out of the blue. I wasn't expecting that. But I did get a call from the top and they said, you're one of the few people that really understands the higher dimensional aspects of this and what's really going on. And so they want me to play some role. I don't know what that role is yet, you know, but you know, this is happening from the top down. It's almost, you know, if people understand the creationary process, everything begins, you know, at the level of cause, you know, which is consciousness. And then it drops down into light and then to energy and then the physical, you know, and that's the vibrational continuum. Well, all this stuff is being orchestrated on a much higher level. And the people here on Earth that have physical embodiments are just kind of counterweights to something that's happening on a much higher level and putting this together. And now that a lot of the opposition, especially the unseen opposition, has been cleaned up, it can come into fruition and be implemented.
Mm-hmm. One thing I was wondering about was that you have seemed to have a connection with Maui. I don't know if that's the only island. You've probably been to some of the other islands, but can you describe some of your what is your connection with the island of Maui?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of the other islands, and you know, I love them all. They all have their different flavor, you might say, or energy, but I've always felt that Maui is like the heart chakra of the planet. And there is a lot of aloha spirit that's been maintained here. And it's also very diverse. It has such a eclectic groups coming here from all over the world. You know, and I always say the thing about Maui is that the only thing you have to worry about on Maui is too many people trying to heal you, you know. Friend of my rich said that. But it's kind of funny, but I love the island here. I love swimming in the ocean. I was in the ocean this morning. I got to swim with some turtles, and I love that. I love the just the jungles, the energy here, the beaches, the people, everything. And you know, right now it's like, I think it's about 19 degrees, you know, where I'm at. So
yes,
up on the ranch, you know, so it's a good break after, you know, working hard, you know, most of the year over there at East SETI. It's a chance for me to regroup and heal and get focused on what the next step is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, we were freezing over here last night. I think we got down to 55.
Yeah.
And I look at that and it's like, okay, well, you know, we're lucky we live, grateful that we live in Hawaii. In some ways, but I do feel that there's there's a lot going on on each of the islands, but for some reason I felt that there seems to be with some of the things I personally have been involved with, there's more of a sort of a focus on Maui.
Yeah, there is.
Energetically, there's a lot happening.
Yeah, major Stargate has opened up here, and as well as several other places on the planet, and the light is just flooding in here, and so I'm sure it's happening on other places as well, but just on a major level, it seems to be coming in Maui, and the people are responding to it, you know, and standing tall, you know, in their own divinity and saying enough, you know, to some of these darker forces.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there was some work that, you know, it's never work. It's always seems like it's more fun than work. But going around the Big Island, I know last April there was something that was calling me to go around and sort of do something with the vortex here. And I don't know exactly what I did, but there were three. We have three volcanoes. We have the three major point volcanoes.
Yeah.
Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, and Hualalai. And there was something about that we did. And when I say we, I'm not always sure who it is.
Uh-huh.
But we really opened something up here. I think for the next phase.
Yeah.
And then when I heard in May, I went to Maui to work at the Needle, Ia'o Needle, and that's where I met Jennifer and the crew associated with the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on I found out, well, wait a minute, they know James, and James is over. James, you were over there about a year ago too, weren't you?
Yeah, I've come here several years, and you know, I've been doing a lot of work on the island, and you know, opening up some doors here and there.
Yeah, well, it's I think a lot of you know, a lot of us are becoming more and more aware of that this is a multi, we'll call it a multi-level process. Mm-hmm. And I think with the things that have happened, you know, we were all around the planet, but particularly here, you know, we had, I remember when I was over on the Turtle Island a year ago, of, you know, in 2013, there was a lot of work that needed to be done with the fracking and sort of taking down that grid, and especially in New York. And then lo and behold, a couple months ago, I see New York State has banned fracking. So, you know, a lot of these things, I guess we don't see until we might not see the results of it right away. Mm-hmm. In the 3D, in the visible, in the to your eyes kind of visible. Are there any particular things that you note over on Maui that are happening right at this moment that maybe would be helpful for people to know, or energetically I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, there's you know, another and I don't know if it's the same Stargate got super activated. We had this storm blow through here. I imagine it hit you guys.
Oh yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching these trees going down to the ground over here, blowing down. It was amazing. But a lot of power in that storm. we just, you know, got our power back on, basically. We were off for a while. But the it was pretty incredible. And I was out in the storm, and just, it felt so good. It was a cleansing storm, you know, and you could just feel the energy, the charge in the storm. And every time a big lightning bolt would go off, my whole body would get charged by it. It was like amazing. But yeah, it was quite a cleanup, you know? So that's what I'm seeing, is that there's a lot of energy being cleaned up on the islands and getting people to, you know, get back mm-hmm. together and focus on what's important, and, you know, stop with the separation game, you know, that's been going on for so long. And you know, we're all in this together. It doesn't matter, you know, what color you are, or what culture you are, or, you know, it doesn't matter what earth suit you've chosen to jump into this time around. You know, we're all on the same planet, and we all need to start working together and you know, start being kind to each other and being kind to nature and you know, turn this place around.
Yes, That's I know that we had the same feeling, and I when you called was it yesterday or the day before, whenever you called, you mentioned that there had been a major clearing. I felt exactly the same way when I got up the next day, that day that you called, and it was like, oh my God, this is so, the clarity is amazing. It's just, yeah. Not that I felt like it was, but it was just like, there's a lot of things that happen perhaps I'm not aware of it for a reason, mm-hmm. but there are different levels of cleansing, I think, going on as well. Yeah. So,
Nature's reacting to it. You know, we're seeing nature react to the other shifts of energy and the cleansing going on. So that's what I just see, is nature's doing her part.
Yes. Well, it's one step at a time. And I think I know that we're coming. It almost feels like we're continually very close to something.
Yeah. You know, one of the big messages I've been getting, and I've seen this a lot on the island here, and is that there's just a lot of old energy, like old grudges and old stuff, you know, that is really inhibiting the work, you know, from going forward.
Uh-huh.
And you know, people, their family, you know, they're all related, you know, their family, and they, you know, they've just had some bad blood between the families and things like that. And you know, I was just thinking, boy, if there's just a way that everybody could just get together and say, you know, okay, you know, we're not going to focus on the past. We're going to, you know, we're going to ho'oponopono this, you know, and let it go,
right.
You know, and release the past. And let's all work together, you know, and not focus on, you know, who's going to be in charge, or who's going to be the next king, or who's going to be this or that. Just let's focus on what we want. You know, do we want a republic? Do we want a real republic, not some of the false republics in the past? You know, do we want mm-hmm. to have more control over the island, you know, and what's happening with the land and the water and, you know, the children, you know, and the next generation? We need to really put that as first priority. And it would be really great for all the families, you know, to get together and just say, okay, you know what? We're going to sit down and we're just going to put first priority, what's highest and best good for Hawaii, you know, for the Hawaii nation, you know, what is really going to work, and realize that not everybody's going to get what they want, you know, because there might be some higher ideals or some higher ways of doing things. And realize that, you know, it's time to just sit down, you know, and break bread and talk, you know, and release the past. It's just, it doesn't work anymore. You know, these old programs, they're we just need to bury them, you know, do a little ritual, bury them, give them back to the island, you know, the past, and move forward, you know. So I'm just seeing that's something that's very, very important right now is releasing the past. And that, you know, if you talk to most of the ancestors and the Hunas and the people that are really tapped in, they know that, you know, they point at the Pleiades. They said, we came from the Pleiades, you know, and some will say, point to Africa and say, you know, our ancestors came from Africa before they came here and things like that. They all have different sayings, but, you know, the bottom line, the Pleiadians are here to help us release the past. I mean, that's what they're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we need to honor that and allow that to happen and release the past so we can go forward and create, you know, a better tomorrow, a better nation, you know, and I totally support, you know, Hawaii getting its nation back, you know, and you know, regaining its sovereignty again, you know, and be able to just do what's in the highest and best good of Hawaii. I think that's mm-hmm. important for everybody. To get their sovereignty back and do what's, you know, highest and best good for the people and the next generations and the land, and take the power away from those who have corrupted, you know, the planet and have been, you know, destroying the land and poisoning the water and things like that. So it's very important, you know, for for even these benevolent Anunnaki. They said that it's time for us to lead ourselves from our own heart and soul. It's not, they didn't come here to take over, to lead us. They want to empower us to get in touch with our own personal, you know, creator connection and get on with our evolution. So it's interesting, you know, I've helped a lot of people, a lot of key people process, you know, the old wounds and traumas from the past and get in touch with, you know, their multidimensional selves or their higher selves. And so, you know, it is helping, you know, this all come together. So, you know, I don't even know what my role is in here. I just take care of what's in front of me, you know, at the moment. And it seems like that's what's happening. All these key people that are involved in these situations are being put in front of me and experiencing, you know, reconnections and releasing the past and healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really important, you know, for each person to whatever they experience their own healing, whatever that means. And I feel that the entire, there's a lot of awareness that, you know, the all of the islands at this time, even though whether you were born here, whether you have Hawaiian blood or not, or whatever, anyone who lives here became much more aware of some of the challenges that have, you know, some of the truths about the Hawaii and the Hawaii that and all the things that were going on, you know, by the Department of Interior meetings that happened last June. Last year, and there's such a there's kind of this all this stuff is going on at the same time. There's the awakening. There's the realization that, you know, we don't have to do this anymore. We don't have to take this. Okay, well, big corporation comes in, the state says it's okay. Just follow all the permits, and then blah 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 blah. They can build a big resort anywhere they want. You know, that kind of idea.
Yeah.
Now it's like, especially what I've seen on Maui, especially them, just the people taking, that's such a great example, you know, with the GMO and coming together. That's such a beautiful example. So that we can come together and that we are coming together, mm-hmm. Whether it's via the internet or whether it's in person. Or whether it's, you know, doing your huna work, your spiritual work, there's a lot that's coming together, I feel, at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes I think about Monsanto. I call Monsatan as a joke, but I think about them and I go, God, you know what? If you look at the big picture, they played a great role in unifying everybody and bringing everybody together, you know. And, you know, not that I agree with what they're doing, but it took something that heinous and that dark to actually get the people to rise up and unify and make a stand, you know, which is great.
Well, and you realize that there's so many people who, you know, I have a lot of contacts in the Midwest, and I did some growing. My body grew up a little bit in the Midwest, and it was like, you know, there's a lot of wonderful people. If you call them wonderful people, they're kind-hearted and good-hearted people that are just working for that company, and that's their job. And there's so it's kind of, but you know, it's gotten so out of control with the whole, you know, connection with the Illuminati and the bankers and all this and all that. So
well, it goes back to not to use Hitler, you know, but a lot of people did the same thing because they were ordered to or told to. And the same thing in Iraq and things like that. Well, it's my job, you know, but the bottom line is that, you know, you're poisoning people, you're killing people, you know, people are suffering, you know, because of actions, you know, on any level, it doesn't matter, you know, and so we just have to find that impeccable integrity and just say, you know what, you know, it'd be good for all the people in Monsanto to just rebel against Monsanto and union, you know, gather together and say, hey, look, we're not going to employ these means, these methods. We're going to focus on seed saving and organic seeds and heirlooms, and we're going to totally turn this company around and do what's right, you know. And there's enough money to be made doing that. Probably even more money, you know, if they moved in that direction. So it's like, you know, it's a matter of you know, personal responsibility and accountability. And I understand that people go, I need to feed my family and things like that. Well, you know, what are you feeding your family? And look at the long-term consequences. And who is your family? You know, Earth is my family. You know, everybody on the Earth is my family, and all the animals and, you know, and plants and everything else are family. So it's just, you know, how big is your family?
Well, more and more, I know that people are coming to understand that that we do, and of course, with all the social media and internet and everything, of course, we're all connected, and we can all stay connected with what's going on anywhere in the world. So, well, I'll tell you what, I'm, you know, nothing else is coming to mind at the moment to cover. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about, or, because otherwise I think maybe we can just call it here. I know you've had another radio show earlier today, and
yeah. Main thing, just people, you know, for people to, you know, keep the faith and stand tall in your own divinity, and you know, don't participate in what you know in your heart of hearts to be wrong or be harmful to humanity, the earth. And if we all do that, you know, together, we're going to be riding this wave of unity consciousness that's coming in. And it's not optional anymore, because the earth is ascending. You know, she's going to the next level. And if we're going to be, you know, riding that wave, you know, we have to become frequency specific to where the earth is going. So, mm-hmm. So the main thing is, you know, to get that aloha spirit, you know, practice that, you know, ho'oponopono, or I'm probably saying it wrong.
Ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And just, you know, we need to really release the past and really start going forward and what's the highest and best good for humanity, the earth, and set ourselves aside and our petty bickerings and our old grudges. You know, we need to just put those, you know, at the door and all come together and, you know, have a big party, have a big feast and, you know, combine our energies to turn this planet around.
Well, I absolutely agree with all that. So, hey, I do appreciate your time, and, you know, we can always talk in the future as things move along, and just really think you have a very – today you had a very – I think a lot of people are, you know, it's very uplifting to hear what's going – that there is stuff going on.
Yeah.
From other people besides veterans today and David Wilcock.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Me, you know. Uh-huh. So, but –
you do a great service with your blog. I know it gets out to a lot of people, and whenever you send it to me, I send it out to thousands of people. So, I mean, your work is getting out there, and it's, you know, it's people like you and others that are bringing this information out that, you know, I think really need to be supported in the days to come, and I think you will be.
Well, yes. Well, we're, you know, and I seen so many – one of the real heartening things when I started doing this, I found out, well, other people started blogs after I did. And I guess because of mine, they started their own, and they've got this and that and this and that. And there's so much that's being blogged and reblogged and shared throughout the planet that I just think it's beautiful. So let me make one more just to make sure people know about your – so you've got two events coming up in January. One is from 7 to 9 p.m. January 11th at Makawao Union Church. You've got that event, which is about the Anunnaki return. And then you have the workshop on January 24th and 25th from 10 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the presentation, we're going to show these massive light ships and other ships, like treetop level ships, coming over East Seti Ranch and interacting with people, and actually some both pictures and drawings of some of the different beings that are coming in right now. So it's and how it all ties in, you know, and how we can actually access our own interdimensional awareness and our own interdimensional self. So it's quite a journey. It's a life-changing experience. A lot of people that come to the workshop, you know, walk out changed in some way.
Yes, I can believe it. So, well, thank you, James. And by the way, don't hang up when I finish, because I'm going to talk a couple minutes after.
Okay.
thank you so much for being on the show. On, well, we'll call it the KP Radio Show. I guess we'll call it that. Or BBS Radio, if you want to put it up there on your place. So continue doing your great work on Maui. And I know we've got a terrific bunch of beings on Maui that are really bringing so much light in to the planet. And thank you again for being here. And we look forward to talking with you again.
Yeah, and you know, kudos out to all the Monsanto workers and the light workers and everybody that's putting their feet on the ground and making things happen here in Maui and on the other islands as well.
Absolutely. Well, aloha to you, and we will be together again.
Aloha.
All right, aloha.